Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska album, released in 1982, is often celebrated for its stark acoustic sound, which stands in sharp contrast to the rock anthems that had made him famous. However, the album's original intention was quite different. Nebraska was initially recorded with a full band, in what is now referred to as Electric Nebraska. This is Land of the Lost, Electric Nebraska. In early 1982, Springsteen recorded a series of demo tracks on a four-track cassette recorder at his home in Colts Neck, New Jersey. These songs were intended as rough drafts to be fleshed out later with the E Street Band. The demos were somber, introspective, and rooted in the narratives of ordinary, struggling Americans, an artistic reflection of Springsteen's growing concerns with the darker side of American life. After recording these demos, Springsteen brought them to the studio, where he and the E Street Band attempted to transform the sparse acoustic tracks into full-blown rock songs. The sessions were intense, and the band worked hard to breathe life into the songs with electric guitars, keyboards, and drums. This electric version of Nebraska was fully realized, and by all accounts it was a powerful rock record. However, as the sessions progressed, Springsteen became increasingly disillusioned with the results. Despite the band's efforts, something about the electric recordings didn't sit right with him. The raw, haunting essence of the songs seemed to be lost in the translation from solo acoustic demos to full band arrangements. After much deliberation, Springsteen made the bold decision to shelve the electric recordings entirely. He felt that the original, unadorned demos better captured the emotional weight and bleakness of the stories he was telling. The final Nebraska album was released as a collection of those stark, acoustic tracks with no overdubs or studio polish. The decision was a risky one, releasing what was essentially a demo tape as a major album was unheard of at the time. Yet, the minimalist approach resonated deeply with fans and critics alike. Nebraska was hailed as a masterpiece, its raw sound perfectly complementing its themes of isolation, despair, and the American dream gone awry. The electric version of Nebraska has become one of rock's most intriguing lost albums. Despite its full recording, the album has never been officially released, though some tracks have surfaced in various forms over the years. Fans have long speculated about what the Electric Nebraska would have sounded like. Would it have been another Born to Run or The River? Or would it have offered a different, equally compelling take on the dark themes that defined the acoustic version? Bootlegs and unofficial releases of some electric tracks, like Born in the USA and Downbound Train, which were later re-recorded for Born in the USA, provide a glimpse into what might have been. These versions hint at the raw power that the Electric Nebraska could have delivered, but they also reinforce the idea that Springsteen made the right choice in preserving the stark simplicity of the original recordings. The decision to release the acoustic Nebraska instead of the electric version has had a lasting impact on Springsteen's career and legacy. The album is often cited as one of his most influential works, paving the way for future artists to explore more intimate, lo-fi recording techniques. The lost electric version remains a tantalizing what-if in rock history. It represents a fork in the road for Springsteen, an alternate path that he chose not to take. While some fans still hold out hope that the Electric Nebraska will someday see an official release, its status as a lost album only adds to the mystique of Nebraska as a unique and powerful artistic statement. In the end, the story of Nebraska, both the released and unreleased versions, highlights the creative instincts and risks that define Bruce Springsteen as an artist. The choice to strip down the music to its bare essence allowed the album's haunting stories to take center stage, cementing Nebraska's place as a landmark in American music.